Hello, hello, dear listener. It is your favorite radio, Mushtar FM 89.6. The weather is getting to the better, but our year is getting to the worse because this is the end of our ESC year and we decided to record the last gossip about this year. So for you in the studio today, Nata and Maria. Hello, Maria.
Hello.
And I decided to do this gossip because it's actually my first gossip for the whole year.
First and last, maybe.
First and last,
Could be. Well, I will show you the ropes because, yeah, I have done a lot of gossip shows. Yeah, so I know what's coming. So, yeah, hello, dear listeners. What I have to show you, Nata, today, because maybe you don't know, but we started this year, last year, we started our ESCE project with gossips from the last year volunteers.
Wow.
And we did this program with Sasha. So we're going to do the same thing, but with our year, like things and gossips that had happened to us this year. All the gossips, all the juice. That's why this podcast is called The Last Drop.
I enjoy this. Let's start.
Also, guys, okay, Maria, for the future, this is for the beginning. So, yeah, also we have gathered some memes or some funny audio of us talking in the studio. And you will be hearing them, like, meanwhile you're listening to this podcast. So, yeah, if you are attentive, you will try to find out who's talking and about what. Because, you know, the fun thing about making podcasts is that you don't need context. You just can hear our voices and you know what we're talking about. So, yeah, I don't like how I closed it. So, yeah, let's go.
It's today's topic. The volunteers who are leaving the project.
It's so gross.
Did you put the recording, right?
Yeah. Okay, I can repeat this.
Where do you want to start? There are literally so many stories, so many funny things that have happened this year. Like, we could go all the way back, we could go to the middle or to the end. A lot of things have happened, so I don't know.
Well, when we were discussing this podcast, so we decided it will be about juice. Juice is actually the word of the year. Like, we drank it, we used it, we spread this. But what is basically juice? Because all my stories I told you, for this podcast, like gossips, you told me that's not juice. So what is juice for you?
Okay, so juice, basically like the normal meaning for me, is a piece of information that has drama, that has, you know, something interesting that hooks you and that maybe it doesn't revolve around you, but you are interested because it revolves people around you or things that are around you. But in this case, we're not going to talk about very juicy things like breakups or love stories. We will be focusing more on PG stories, let's say, more funny and more, I don't know, things that have been with us this whole year. Because we don't want to get in trouble the last day, so let's just go peacefully.
Okay, yeah. Because I think we don't have enough juicy stories.
I disagree, but I mean, that's your opinion.
Okay, but for funny stories I think we have enough.
Yeah, for sure. So maybe we can start with the reality show Conspiracy.
Yeah.
Do you know about this? I don't know if you had arrived when we came up with this or not.
No, I haven't been here, but I've heard of this, yeah, from different people. And of course, Samantha's phrase, maybe yes, maybe not. I think it's from there, no?
No, that sentence came with the Conspiracy Theories podcast. The maybe yes, maybe no, who knows?
Okay, but there are never enough conspiracies.
No, but then, yeah, after that, we started thinking, like, the Spanish people, because we are very creative, let's say, and we come up with a lot of things that don't make sense. So we came up with this theory. It's also in the Conspiracy Theories Part 2 podcast, I believe. So we said it in that show, that we believe that Mushtar FM is actually a reality show, and that all the volunteers, we are just contestants hoping to win a grand prize. And now people are leaving, so the people that are going to remain are going to be the ones that are going to get the money.
Wow, I like this theory actually because I'm going to be the last one.
You're going to be the last one? I thought you were leaving mid-March.
No, I'm going to stay, I think.
To win the grand prize, okay.
Okay, but so you just came up with this theory. Are there any proofs?
No, we were just talking actually to Sasha, because on the first podcast that we did with her, like the first gossip about last year volunteers, she said that she had this weird feeling that during COVID times, like Raymond and Gabor were like kind of not stalking them, but like they knew where they were at all times because they were not supposed to leave the flat and they had like cameras and they were being filmed. That was like their joke. Mm-hmm. So then we said, what if this whole thing is a reality show? And like the rooms sometimes are locked because they have all the cameras equipment, or because they are recording us, they send cameraman with us, like all this crazy theory. We have it in Spanish, also in the Spanish show, so you can hear it in Spanish and in English, this theory. But yeah, it all ended, like for me, the moment where this theory has ended is when the other day there was a phone in the office where we were all in, and the phone started ringing, and we were like, whose phone is that? And no one answered. So my theory now is that there is someone from the crew of the reality show whose phone went off. And we just found out that this thing is actually real.
That maybe makes sense. Actually, there is a Russian TV show with the same concept when people are living together. And I guess a lot of interesting things happen. So it would make sense to record us.
Yeah, like all the things, like trying to push us to the drama and trying to, like, yeah, for it to be more interesting for the audience. I think it's a very good theory. But I think you have another theory that is more creepy, and I don't like it as much, but like you want to tell it probably.
Yeah, of course I do, because I imagined this maybe 2 weeks ago about this ESC year. So I really like your theory, but I think my theory is more realistic. So you see that after our normal lives in our families, we went somewhere for 1 year and then we leave again. And my theory is that when we left our families, when we left our home cities, we actually died. We are young people who actually died, but so destiny is really like kind. And as we were so young when we died, they, like people above, maybe gods, they decided to give us chance to fulfill our dreams, because like people should not die so young as we did. So they gave us this volunteering year. This is basically the year when you don't need to care about much stuff. And you live in a really different environment. You are given all the opportunities. You can try yourself in many different spheres. You have a lot of free time. You don't care about money and stuff. So this year is given for young people who died to fulfill their dreams.
I mean, I don't know if it's supposed to be like wholesome, but I think it's more like scary and like sad. I would like to think of it of like I would like to go to your theory and say that maybe instead of dying, it could be like a dream, like we're sleeping right now. I don't know. And I will give you my, maybe you can say no later. But for example, I've talked to Vicky, who has been a volunteer this year. And she said that for her, it's like she never came here. It's like it was a dream. Like the only contacts she has with someone is like with me. So I am the only proof that she actually came to Hungary. I'm the only proof. It's like a dream that maybe like when we go home, it's like, did we actually go to Hungary? Like, was it ever real?
Yes, yes. It actually also possible. I remember when I came for 2 weeks in Christmas, I also felt that this year didn't exist at all because you just come back to the normal life. But I think that many of us will not come back to normal life because our relatives already like they let us go when we died, and now like they continued living without us. Actually, it is true. And now you cannot come back. For example, I'm not coming back. That's why.
Yeah, but other people have come back, so...
We don't know, like, that's what
that you... That debunks your theory. Okay, when I go to Spain, I will tell you, I will call you and I will be like, hey...
Calls are artificial, it's not natural, so anything can be
so
done.
So do you want
calls.
Me to send you a letter via pigeon, or like how?
No, I mean, if I don't see you, there is no proof that you are there.
Okay, let's go to something happier. Okay, let's go to the first party we had. You were not there yet,
no.
So I will tell you. We had this welcome party back in March or April. I don't remember exactly when. I want to say March. And we had a funny moment that I want to share with you all because it was like completely surreal. It was very funny. You know, it is typical in Hungary that when people come for the first time as a welcome gift, they get a special drink known as palinka. So we were enjoying the night, this first night, and there were a few people who had a lot of this liquid. And what happened was that they were quite disoriented, which we don't recommend or condone if you're not over 18. But yes, this was very funny because Victor disappeared. Like, he was nowhere to be seen. And Carmen, another one of our volunteers, she was looking for him everywhere. She was saying, where is Victor? Guys, we've lost Victor. Inside of Mushtarhas, this was all happening inside of Mushtarhas. She was going outside to the garden and, like, trying to look for him. Where is he? Where is he? And I was like, I don't know where he is. I mean, he could be, like, in the bathroom for all we know. And he was actually in the bathroom. So we were like, okay, he's there, okay. But then the funny thing is that he actually went missing again. So he was like, no, I've lost him again. Carmen was like, I've lost him again. Where is he? And we were looking for all Mushtarhas, looking in every single room, like, where is he? Did he go home? Is he here? And we were like, no, he was like walking around. But it was funny, like how we were all looking for him. And he was like, what's going on? Like, I don't understand why you're looking for me.
Where was he the second time?
I don't remember exactly, but it must have been like around. Yeah, like just appeared in the big room again. And it was like, yeah, I'm here. Like, why are you looking for me? I don't know. It was funny.
What do you think about crocodiles?
Well, they look cute sometimes.
When do they look cute?
When
they're
babies.
Yes, when they're babies, they look cute. And also when they're resting in the water, they're like, okay, I'm just sunbathing.
Do you identify with crocodiles?
Why would you say that?
It's a question.
Yeah, usually I eat people and animals, but sometimes I'm just resting and having some fun. You know, I remember this one photo. It's so cute. There is a crocodile and there is a butterfly on it. I think it's lovely.
Coming back to the crocodiles.
I don't know what to say about this, but like this party was almost 1 year ago. And I think this 1 year really made us quite a family. We spent a lot of hours in studios all together. And one thing I noticed, I think you know this also, that we started copying each other, especially in speech, maybe because our job is connected to speech. I don't know. But so there are some phrases which are traveling from one person to another. Oh, and in our office, there is still a t-shirt of Samantha with the phrases. So do you think you copied anything from others?
Yeah, for sure, I think. I mean, from you, I copied the yesh, although you say that I started it.
Yeah, I copied it from you, that's why.
But I don't, because I think I started saying yesh when I, like, realized I was saying it. I think it was because of you. But I don't know if I said it and then you copied me and then I copied you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But like I started saying sure, like Manuel.
Yes.
Or saying, I mean like Vicky, not like Vicky, but like in general, all the Russians, I started having this, what I identify is the high pitch Russian thingy. When you're talking and you go like this and you go up and then Sabina, you know, when you go up. And I started doing it unconsciously because that's what I heard. So I started like copying you in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's funny.
No, because like the honeymoon phase. Like, yeah, you're crazy about each other, but also, like, if you see something that annoys you, you will say it. Even if you're crazy about each other, you will say, like, honey, if you leave the plates out again, I will go and do something bad to you.
I think I copied also a lot. So I copied yesh from you. I copied sure from Manuel.
In any case or et cetera, no?
That is only Samantha's, no. Yeah. That's like, it's you cannot touch it. It's hers. But I think I copied saying a lot of like all the time. Like.
Also, I said, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying, let's say, we're like, yeah. I
you say
that.
It a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I copied from Manuel or Vicky or both. I don't know. Because we did a lot of podcasts together, like the three of us. So I was like getting everything from them, basically.
Basically.
Oh, so who says basically? I think someone says basically a lot. But
someone does. I don't know who it is.
Maybe Natasha. I don't know. Who knows? But yeah, it's kind of creepy. Like we started like repeating each other and I hear myself sometimes when I'm editing and I like, that's how Vicky speaks or that's how someone else speaks. And like I'm copying the way they speak completely. For me, it's like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Sasha, are you a witch? If you think that Sasha is a witch, send a text message to the 7771 with the word yes or with the word no.
Another day, it will be a hustle.
Another nice thing we can borrow from each other and maybe like for good. Do you know what I'm hinting at?
I think maybe, but you can go ahead and say it. Let's see.
So, okay, maybe our listeners don't know, but so volunteers are leaving one by one. We were 11 maximum in August, and now we are 7. So when a volunteer leaves, It is the full process of saying goodbyes. So we say goodbye, we hug. We had a lot of goodbye parties in February, like a lot. We were going to Dallas. We had the karaoke in Mushtarahas, so everywhere, all the time. Some people had more than one goodbye party.
Yeah.
Oh, you counted how many goodbye parties we had for now, right?
Yeah, we have like 6 or 7 goodbye parties, I think. I counted in total.
Including Manuel's in August.
Including Manuel's in August, yes. And probably we'll have more because they will have to do a goodbye party for us.
Sure.
So there'll be like 8 probably.
Sure.
Or more.
More. We need more. And another beautiful thing about goodbyes is the flea market.
Okay, we have to explain the flea market because just with the name, they're not going to understand. They're going to be like, okay, are you going all together to a flea market? Like, what is this? What she means is when people go, they leave behind some things that they cannot carry in their luggage because maybe they have too much stuff. So they leave behind, I don't know, a toothbrush or a pack of gum or like, I don't know, whatever. They leave a lot of random stuff or like clothes or blankets.
A toothbrush?
I got a toothbrush from Samantha.
A used one?
No, it's not used. It was like new from the package.
Okay.
So it was like, okay, I'll use it, I guess. But yeah, it was funny how every person that left was like, okay, yeah, come to me. I have a lot of things. And then it was like, yeah, now it's going to be baptized. You are the flea market now. So I was like, Nata, okay, let's go to Samantha's flea market because Samantha has a lot of stuff. So let's just go grab things. I grabbed like body cream, toothbrush, candles, gloves, like a lot of things that you're like, it is truly a flea market that you could find in the street.
Yeah, yeah, I really enjoy this because it's useful. Come on, there are a lot of things we still need. We are volunteers. And like it's mutually beneficial, I would say. As for me, I took one shirt from our late colleague.
She's not dead.
And this shirt is super like cozy and soft. It's perfect for hugs. So now I'm having this. Yeah, I washed it. No, don't look at me like this. I did. And now I can hug people and they will think of this person.
Yeah, I don't know if you said the name, but maybe I don't know if you want to say it or not. Who this code belongs to, but yeah, it's funny.
Maybe you've
except when I'm a pervert.
Cut, cut, cut. Nada. But yeah, talking about one of my favorite people in the world, who are the Ruskis, okay? The Ruskis who came first this year, who were Natasha, Samantha, and Victoria. They have a lot of funny stories. Like the three of them in that flat was just like amazing. Like I've never seen anything like it. Like that flat is just iconic. And a lot of things happened with them, involving them, because they're just like so funny to me. So the first thing is that Sasha said this back in the day when we were doing this podcast about the last year volunteers gossip, that their flat was infested with pigeons. And that was so funny. She was telling us like, yeah, there was a girl, a Russian girl, who raised a pigeon since the pigeon was a baby.
Wow.
And she raised it. And now the whole flat was like infested with pigeons. And it was like a whole thing. And this year, the pigeons are still there. So they were still there. They were still making noise. Like Natasha used to tell me that when she was taking a bath or like taking a shower, she could hear them and feel them. It's like they were their roommates. I'm curious to know the future of the pigeons. So I don't know what will happen to the pigeons in the future. But also related to animals, I know that Samantha wanted a blonde hedgehog. Not just a hedgehog, but a blonde one. And the last days, I used to like laugh at it because it was like so funny, the fact that she has a lot of pigeons and now she wanted a hedgehog. I don't know. It's just like the Ruski mentality of animals. I just think it's so funny.
Well, it is unusual, but it makes perfect sense that it should be blonde. And
why? Have you ever seen a blonde hedgehog?
I haven't. But if it does exist, it should belong to Samantha. And it should have blue eyes.
Blue eyes. I think that's difficult. I don't know if a hedgehog can have blue eyes. But I mean, she will try to adopt one probably in Spain. We'll see. But yeah, I want to tell you about, I think I haven't told you the story at all. The title of the story is Battery Sadness.
No, I don't know what it's about.
It's so funny. It was like also like maybe the second month we were here, like April probably. And, you know, in my old flats, everyone came there to cook because it was a very big flat. Like the kitchen was huge. So all the Russians came to cook piroshki and a lot of things. So they were there all the time cooking things. And one day, Vicky came. And she wanted to make ice cream. You know that Vicky is a person who just wakes up and in a second she decides she wants to make ice cream. So we were like, okay, let's make ice cream. But there was something that didn't click with the ice cream. So the thing was, Vicky was very sleepy. Okay, and one moment she fell asleep on the couch we had in the living room. That was a problem because I do not know how to make ice cream. So the only thing she told me was like to stir it every 10 minutes or every, I don't remember how long it was. But I had to take the ice cream from the freezer to like stir it and then to put it back in the freezer. All this while she was asleep. And I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this ice cream. It's called buttery sadness because it's like ice cream, but the texture, it was like butter. And it like, yeah, it was like butter. So it was, that's why it's called buttery sadness. We didn't actually understand. And then the funny thing was that I didn't know when the ice cream was going to be finished. I didn't know anything. And she was sleeping. And I was like, I must wake her up because she needs to go home. She probably has things to do. So I went to her and she was like fully asleep. And I like shook her a little bit, like gently. And I was like, hey, Vicky, like you need to go home, you know, and take the ice cream. Like you probably have things to do. She rolled over. She looked at me and she said, I have nothing to do. And then she rolled back and she was sleeping. And she, yeah, she slept the whole night. And it was funny because she was also talking during her sleep. She was saying things like, democracy. She was saying things in English and also in Russian. In Russian and also in Japanese, I think. No, in Japanese, I said, if she had said things in Japanese, I would have been scared. But she only said things in Russian and in English. And I was like, I am scared because I didn't know her pretty well at that time. Like, we were just like acquaintances. And she was sleeping in my living room and I didn't know how to kick her out. And she was like talking while she was asleep. I don't know. I was scared. But then the next morning, like she woke up at like, I don't know, 6 a.m. I woke up with her because I could hear her. So I woke up as well. She had like breakfast, like maybe a salad or something. I don't remember what she had, but I was like, what? And then she went home and I was like, okay.
That makes some sense after the year with her. Like it sounds like her.
Yeah, for sure.
She slept also on... No, it was me sleeping on the last goodbye party we had in...
Ah, yes, so you also have a story about sleeping. Yeah, so you can tell it, yeah?
It was not funny, only Hoodie took a picture and sent it to me with some sticker, but that's all. Ah, no, yeah, we both were sleeping, actually, because it was so late. It started, like, after 8, and I think we left after midnight, that's why.
But you need to explain what happened. So you were sleeping, like, on, like, 2 or 3 chairs... covered with like a blanket or a jacket or something, while everyone else was like, yeah, having a party, having fun, and you were like there like a child sleeping in a corner.
It doesn't seem really weird for me. It makes sense because I was tired, so I used the chairs to sleep, and then Thomas brought like blanket because he's really like an older brother, you know. So yeah, it was pretty comfortable. But you remember?
Yeah, I remember there were a lot of people sleeping there, actually. Like, a lot of people were sleeping in... People were tired. Yeah, people were very tired because, yeah, it started late. So it was like, Hoodie, you, Vicky, all of you were sleeping somewhere. So it was funny. Like, everyone was very tired. What part of your personality tells you not to clean the dishes?
So you told some stories that happened before I arrived, and I told some stories which happened after I arrived. But I want to tell one story which happened before I arrived with you
before
guys.
You arrived.
Yes, because I've heard it so many times that I can tell it myself now.
Okay.
If I miss something important, you can add. But I think I know this story pretty much very well. So when you still lived in the place with a lot of people inside, the really nice house with 2 floors. Mm-hmm. So Victor was living up and...
With Thomas, Hoodie, and then downstairs it was Carmen and me. Yeah.
So people were coming for you as guests all the time. And once, I think it was Samantha to cook draniki. Mm-hmm. It's a Belarusian dish made from potato, like you fry it and it's really tasty. So she was doing this and you were discussing that you were cooking draniki. And then Victor heard something from upstairs and maybe you said him, I don't know how it was. Maybe you told him, Hamon, his draniki, come down and stuff. But then he just asked you, who's draniki? Who's Dranika?
No, he has Samantha. He has Samantha, yeah. Because he came down and was like, who's Dranika? She was like, there's no one Dranika, it's Draniki. And he was like, okay. But yeah, that was funny. Like, it was also like the mix of cultures, you know? Like the Ruski, the Belorusski, and then the Spanish being like, what? What is Dranika? Like all these misunderstandings that are just funny because of the language.
Yeah, that's nice. The mixture. That's the purpose why we are here.
Mm-hmm. But also, you know that there is a place in Mushtarhas where all the Jews happens. And this is very important for everyone to know. Because, yeah, there might be Jews that we're not telling right now. But we will tell you the place where it all happened. And that is the garden of Mushtarhas. If you saw someone saying, let's go to the garden, I need to tell you something. You know that the biggest drop of juice was going to be there. Like, you for sure knew. But also we have another funny story regarding, you know, outside activities, let's say. Because we went to Shoshto to play mini golf.
And
you were there.
Yes.
So you can tell it.
Yeah, so it was my first team building with the guys. Because we have team building every month. And so I was really shocked that Raimund suggested planning some fun activity during the meeting. It was really weird for me because we're here to work. And he says that which day of work we will take out to have fun. I was really shocked. Then we decided to go mini golf. But I remember that some people wanted to shoot. They really wanted
paintball.
To play paintball or to go really like normal shooting. They really wanted, a few of us. But in the end,
I mean, it's not normal shooting. It's a shooting range. It's like, you're not going hunting.
Who knows? So we went mini golf instead. And, it was nice. It was the time when we were 10, still with Manuel. At first, the weather was nice. And we were playing, all starting from the same, like, ground. And then going further. So I didn't see other people. I was playing only with Manuel because I was the last one. So there were some difficult holes, and there was water also. So during some holes, like, you need to go across the bridge and inside the hole. So we don't manage. So we did manage, and the balls were going to water really often. And I think Victor still has the video when we are trying to get the balls out of the water. It was not like, you know, just a puddle with a pure transparent water. No, it was like the whole almost small river, and it was dirty. There were some leaves inside, and you could not see what is like 5 centimeters above the surface. And I remember Hoodie was putting his hand there and trying to get it. We used also this stick for mini golf to get it out. Well, so some people were pretty much wet then, but then a rain started, and we went, all of us, and also there were some people not from our party. We went to one of the holes because there was like a tunnel. It was not big, so we all went there.
I mean, yeah, but it could fit all of us pretty much. So we could all like shelter there, take shelter there.
Yes, but we were close to each other. So first time for me to be close to everyone.
To be close to people. I don't touch people. That's how it sounds. So yeah, it was raining. We were all there like waiting for the rain to stop. And it eventually stopped. So we were like, okay, do you want to finish the game? And there were a couple people. I don't remember who they were. They were Hoodie and someone else. Maybe you. I don't remember. Who were like, I haven't finished my game. I want to finish it.
Yeah, I didn't finish, so.
Yeah, and they were like, yeah, I want to finish, so just give us like 10 minutes. So we stayed there for like 10 minutes. We were just chatting around, and then like everyone came. So we were like, okay, let's just go back and return the sticks and return the balls. But then when we were in the lobby, we were like, wait, like, are we all here? Like, we started counting people. We were like, okay, Nata is here, Victor, Carmen, Samantha. And we were like, yeah, there's someone missing. And then what happened?
I don't remember well. I think Hoodie arrived late.
And then Hoodie came in and he was like, you guys left me. You left me alone there. And we were like, but we said that we were leaving. Like all of us, like the whole group, we were like saying, yeah, we're leaving. And he was like, you did not see me. Like, how could you leave me there? And we were like, oh my God, we left Hoodie. Hoodie, we love you. We really didn't mean to leave you there.
I don't know. I like the wolf because, I don't know, it looks like a husky.
Nothing should be forgotten and left behind. Do you know what else was left behind during this year?
What?
So do you remember the Christmas party?
Yes, of course.
And do you remember someone left behind?
I mean, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was left behind exactly because I didn't know what was going on. But we played Secret Santa, yeah, and everyone got their gift. Except for me. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it's been pretty cool. Like, the event has been cool, but where is my present?
Yeah, I remember that. So we all, like, see that the table now is empty. And Victor, who was giving the presents and saying speeches, so he was just, okay, guys, it was so nice. We were like, thank you, guys. I really enjoyed my present. Everyone was full of emotions. And then only you were like, okay. Then we started to look for your present.
Yeah, basically, it was like, I mean, you could know who my secret Santa was because, I mean, it was Hoodie, I will say right now, because he was saying to Gabor, like, he was signaling him to go to the other room because my present was there. So then Gabor said, oh, I had forgotten that I had one in my office. And then it was like, ah, okay, thank you.
It's only today that I understood that it was Hoodie. So you say that he was gesturing, but I didn't see that, so I didn't know. I think everyone knows his secret Santas. But
yeah, I think everyone knows.
But me.
It's not a secret. You must know as well. I remember who yours was because it was a long time ago, but if you would have asked me back in the day, I would have told you who it was probably. I had a paper and I was writing down, okay, he was hers, she was his, blah, 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 and like this, to know.
Marich, you are always doing things like that. You're always the person who knows everything. So if I need to know something, I go to you.
Yeah, I have a problem that is like I am very observant and I look always for all the answers and I cannot stay still if I don't know something that I really want to know. And that is my problem. But this year, because that's a secret that I have, like before this year, I used to not know anything that was happening around me. Like all the gossip, all the juice, I knew nothing about it. So when I came to Mushtarhas, I was like, this year, I am going to know as much information as I can. So I think I was not the queen of gossips, but like I was there to gather all the juice.
Yes, yes. I think life around the project was really fun. But still, we should not forget about what our main job was all about. It was about podcasts. But even during the podcast, there were funny moments, which in the end we cut. But I hope that we have some cuttings. And in this podcast also, you were able to listen to us speaking live and pieces from previous recordings. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast because we did. So it was Mushtar FM 89.6, Nata and Maria. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.